This is a civil defense message. This is a COVID-19 informational update for Thursday, November 12th. On today's update of COVID-19, the number of new active cases on Hawaii Island, reported and monitored by the Department of Health, is 15. At this date for Hawaii Island, 12 are hospitalized. A total of 48 deaths have been reported on Hawaii Island. Hawaii Island has seen a large increase of positive cases in recent weeks. Most of these recent cases are not travel-related, which means the virus is being transmitted within the community. Data from the Department of Health clearly shows that the majority of those now being affected on Hawaii Island are between the ages of 1 and 40 years of age and are West Hawaii-based. Due to this data, increased testing, especially in the Kona area, is being scheduled. Remember, the purpose of testing is to identify positive cases as early as possible and in this way help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Testing is free at all county test sites. Bring your medical card if you have one. Do know that you do not need to be symptomatic to be tested and that all will be tested. By getting tested, know that you're helping stop the spread of this virus and helping to protect our families and community. This high increase of coronavirus is of great concern and demonstrates the critical need for you to follow the preventive policies of face coverings, distancing, and gatherings. The community needs your help. Know that the preventive policies are mandated and the Hawaii Police Department will continue to enforce these policies. On testing for tomorrow, Friday, a district test, which is open to the public, is scheduled in North Kona at the Keiho Shopping Center. An Ohana Food Service is also scheduled in South Kohala at the Kamakoa Nui Skate Park in Waikoloa. Thank you for listening and have a safe day. This is your Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency.